Beverly Kim is here with us. I will go ahead and turn it over to you, Ms.
Thank
Kim.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here and taking the time out of your day. Welcome in the meeting.
Call to order.
So for the opening statement, the arts selection panel is gathered today to review the revised final design package titled These Truths, Voices of Jacksonville. This includes the revised text content to be reflected in the design of the sculpture so as to potentially proceed to fabrication. This ASP meeting is held in person as well as virtually via Zoom.
Thank you.
It allows interested persons to either attend in person or to and participate in the meeting remotely. I will now turn it over to the staff to provide our meeting instruction.
First, meeting participation information instructions. The agenda and meeting materials for this meeting can be viewed and downloaded from the ASP committee meeting webpage by going to culturalcouncil.org/transparency under Public Art Selection Panel, Duval County Courthouse Plaza. Individuals who experience difficulty accessing the meeting or who experience technical difficulties during the meeting should contact myself at 904-4-3610 for assistance. In the event that multiple people have technical difficulties that preclude them from attending or accessing the meeting will be recessed or postponed until the technical issues can be remedied. When the meeting has concluded, the recorded version may be accessed on culturalcouncil.org/transparency under Public Art Selection Panels, Duval County Courthouse Plaza. For all participants slash members of the public, this meeting is being recorded and minutes are being taken. Therefore, any individuals who speak during the meeting should do so clearly and slowly to ensure they are heard and understood for recording purposes and by other participants in attendance. Each need to be recognized by the meeting chair or staff before speaking. If people attempt to speak out of turn, talk over others, or are otherwise disruptive to the meeting, they may be removed from the meeting. Each time an individual speaks during the meeting, they must provide their first and last name to ensure those dialing can identify the speaker. How public comments will be received. Only individuals attending the meeting in person will have the opportunity to provide public comments. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes in duration. Persons who cannot attend the meeting in person, but who wish to submit public comments regarding the agenda matter for consideration at the meeting may do so by sending their public comments via electronic mail to samantha@culturalcouncil.org prior to the start of the meeting. Public received prior to the meeting will not be read during the meeting, but will instead be forwarded to all Courthouse Plaza ASP members to review in advance of the meeting and will remain a part of the permanent record for the meeting itself. All public consideration, regardless of the manner in which they are submitted. Voting will be taken by roll call. The chair will announce the name of each voting member of the committee, will clearly announce their vote for the record so that all participants and attendees can hear their vote.
Thank you so much. And at this time,
go and do roll call. Yes, for 10 minutes.
Okay, we'll have the roll call. I'm here, Kimberly Kim, Chief Judge Mark Moon.
Here.
Reborn.
Here.
Ms. Flagg.
Here.
Anne Marie Knight.
Here.
Teresa Eichner. Doherty.
Here.
Judge Dawn Hudson. All right, so we will review the resolution. Exhibit A, the resolution of the Duval County Courthouse Plaza Art Project, the art selection panel. We're asking for basically the section one. It says the recitals set forth above are true and correct and are hereby incorporated herein by this reference. Section two. The ASP or the panel hereby approve the substance placement of the artwork text as set forth by exhibit A attached hereto and request final approval for the Art and Public Places Committee, provided that the executive director of the Cultural Council of Greater Jacksonville is hereby authorized to administratively approve grammatical and or typographical errors to the artwork text, but not any other changes to content placement of any artwork. The ASP confirms that the shape and dimensions of the overall project are hereby approved, provided that the executive director is hereby authorized to approve minor structural modifications of the project based upon final engineering of the project. And I'm just gonna pause right there just to ask if everyone has had an opportunity to review changes. Discussed before. All right, section two, version two. The ASP directs Cliff Garden Studio to make the following changes or additions to the artwork text, which is attached here to as exhibit A, and return to the ASP for approval by timing on that. Section two, version three, the ASP hereby determines that an impasse has been reached and withdraws its recommendation to award the public art contract for the project or to the Garden Studio. And the ASP further directs the executive director to terminate further negotiations with the Garden Studio and conclude the cultural council's relationship with the Garden Studio for the project. For section three, the effective date of this resolution is the date upon the execution of the resolution. Of the chair. Are there any questions that need to be directed to Cliff? Now would be the time for you to have discussions or if there are any additional questions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Someone else. I don't know when this is appropriate, and it's always been the guy that gets to reach up.
And I'm sorry, for the record, can you have your name? Yes,
ma'am. I'm Chief Judge Mark Mahal. By background, and I'll kind of go through this. Judge Salvatore, I was on this 8 years ago. I don't know if anybody else was here 8 years ago. I don't think some of these people were born 8 years ago. But 8 years ago when this was first discussed, and because of other duties and other responsibilities, I was not able to continue to serve, and I'm now termed out as chief, and Judge Salvatore graciously agreed to come in my stead or my designee. She's now the administrative judge and felony, and that's a very time-consuming endeavor. So I'm going to go term off as chief month of the county. And so I offered to come back in this kind of full circle. And I was just, I want to talk about a little bit about, if I could, text. And I know we're right here at the bitter end. The only concern that I have is kind of as a lawyer, the banners and the design. I know there's been a lot of thought never into that. The only thing I was wondering is how we got to the particular text on the larger screen. Lack of another justice freedom. quality and equity and how those were chosen there. And I don't know if maybe the artist could give me some information with regard to that.
If you're on mute.
That's got to happen during the Zoom meeting.
Welcome as a new member of the committee. I did hear your name, but
it's M-A-H-O-N, yes, sir.
The connection is bad, and I'm getting very little of what you're saying. So I'm sorry. The connection is not coming through. So I'll try to do my best. If you could ask the question one more time.
And I'll try to speak up as best I can. And
okay.
I don't know where the microphones might be. Is that a little better?
It's better, yeah, because something about if you speak louder, it comes through better.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best then with regard to that. I appreciate the work that went into this. I like it for a lot of reasons in terms of safety for the courthouse and security and some of the things that were brought to my attention through the through Major Carney and Major Colvin, who provided security, some of the things that they wanted to avoid. The thing I was specifically, and the passage I thought were all appropriate, the only thing that I was wondering is there's justice, freedom, equality, and equity on the larger streamers. And I know that, just to be honest with you, justice, freedom, and inequality are all found in the Constitution. I was just wondering where equity was chosen to be one of the larger words on the streamer.
I think that came out of the discussions with my collaborators. And I think I need to preface any comment about this is that I can't really, it was a collaboration between the poets and myself. And the message was supposed to be American democracy and its values. And they felt that the word equity was important. And I think that they came by that through a larger idea of inclusion. In other words, those justice, freedom, and equality were better when mediated by equity. And that's, I can't really speak for my colleagues here because they're not in the room, but that's what I think it was about.
Again, it's always the skunk at the garden party, the last person to show up. I am more of a traditionalist in terms of different art that's going to last. I know the old courthouse was born when I was, and it ran out of gas about the time I did. And we've been in our new courthouse 10 years, but this might well last for 50 years, and I theoretically and hopefully. And I think just looking for some more endearing terms, and I don't know if that was something that was discussed. And I know there's some other attorneys on this committee. I would prefer, if I can say that, to have a term that's more traditionally found, for example, in the Constitution, in the text of the Constitution, and frankly, in some circles or in some circumstances, equity has some people that are hits a nerve with some people, frankly. And our courthouse is I just looked at the numbers today because I'm giving a presentation. Pre-COVID, we had 900,000 people that were screened. That excludes the judges and some of the employees are exempt from screening. This post-COVID, we're now at about 500,000 people that come through there. And we have a number of jurors that report for service. And I think that we would like to have a traditional, I think from my perspective, and I don't know if I speak for all the judges, but I think some of the judges have indicated that they would like a more traditional view of the language of the words that are in front of the courthouse, particularly for those number of people that come in and they're doing their civic duty when they report for service. So That's my only frankly gripe. And if they say, well, maybe the word doesn't matter that much, well then if it doesn't matter that much, then I don't know why we might necessarily be wedded to it. But that's the thing that I would like to ask is, and I don't know how to get there. I don't know if it's something that the art people would need to go back and look at and reconsider, or if it's something that the committee people could go back and reconsider. And again, I hate to do this. What I know is at the last minute. So there.
Judge Mahan, this is Ari Jolly, chair of the Cultural Council speaking. And and I wanted to make sure that we ask either Kat or Diana to make sure we understand the process here. So the resolution, this committee, if I understood it correctly, this committee, ASB committee, can either approve the current version of the text, or Chief Judge Mahan, this committee could approve the text with changes, direct the artist to make certain changes, which might be directionally where you're going, or you can not approve the text. Is that correct? I just want to make sure that we are clear about the process.
That is correct. And when you do make, if it's the will of the panel to make changes to the text as it's presented, we would reconvene to review the finalized text after changes are done, if that's the will of the panel today.
May I ask, with regard to the will of the panel, what is quorum, or what is necessary? Is it unanimous vote, or is it a percentage vote for a vote to pass?
It would be quorum essentially. So
what is quorum?
So if there are eight panelists seven are in attendance today.
So well, you base quorum upon the full amount.
I base quorum on those that are in attendance today, which would be seven.
It's based on those in attendance.
It's based on nine, and quorum would be
five. Okay, that's what I came to know.
Lori Boyer, may I ask Chief Judge Mahan, do you have ideas of other words that seem appropriate in front of the courthouse that have more constitutional that you can think of? I mean, did you have something in mind?
And I don't know, because of course, I am not an artist, but I was just looking for something more traditional that's found in the Constitution itself, even truth. And I don't know how conceptually the words on the banner are tied to, I don't know if conceptually the words on the banner were tied to the passages that were in them. And I looked at the passages and I thought, that they're poetry and there's some law in there. Apparently there's some quotes, other quotes from the Constitution. I didn't necessarily have something that I wanted to suggest, but I would just say something that, again, that is more traditionally found either, in the Constitution or somewhere in the Bill of Rights or something like that, that was more, that was more tradition.
The issue with the word equity, because it speaks to fairness and it speaks to impartiality, both of which I would have thought were basic tenets of the what happens at the courthouse. And so that I would have thought would be a wonderful word to champion outside of the courthouse, underlying these other words that are taken directly, as I understand it, from Constitution and elsewhere. So to me, when I read it, and I was reading, here are these core words underscored with an idea of fairness and impartiality, underscored and embraced with. And to me, that's only ever going to be a positive.
And I understand that equity is a little bit more nuanced than that for lawyer background. And I think that's probably something that I don't consider myself. I've got staff attorneys because I'm you know, that's not really my area of expertise, but equity is a little bit more nuanced than that. And it, again, it's not traditionally found fairness. You know, that's something that I think that would be easier. But there's some people that are it draws some people's attention because equity has a little bit different okay. legal
from a legal perspective.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That would quality.
Let's see. Okay. So I'm not in that world and absolutely take your point.
And I'm gonna do this inartfully, but the equality is I think premised on the idea of treating everyone equally and fairly. Mm. And equity, I think, is trying to see that the outcome is the same, regardless of where you began or what you started. In other words, it levels the outcome. That's,
and
I think,
fairness so. And impartiality.
No,
not necessarily.
There are other lawyers.
No, I'm not a lawyer, but I would like to make a comment. Anne Marie Knight for the record. So I totally see what you're saying. I wish it was months ago, but I totally see the thought maybe that I'll call them the landing a more tied to the Constitution. I think that's an interesting comment, even the idea of truth. If we want to talk about equity and equality, I'm okay with it. I don't need, in my mind, seen to be traditional, which excludes. Quality and equity are different. We want to be treated as equals. We both get the same access to the apple tree, right? Diagram that I use around this. But equity is really simply making sure that our access makes sure that we compensate for maybe our differences. So let's just say you're taller than me, which you are, right?
That better job than
However, right? So this young lady gives us access to an apple tree. You're taller, you can reach it. Both are equal. The differences, the access that was given to both of us doesn't create equity. So I'm giving a little bit of a lag. So now we can get to the apple tree. Apples. It doesn't mean that the outcomes are going to be the same. It just means that I have a step back to get there. Just
right.
They still pick more apples, maybe stronger, whatever. So I just share that as far as equal and equity. I talk about that quite a bit in some other spaces. I do appreciate your point about, you know, the four words grounded it. But I personally am leaning toward putting the team. What about it? Yeah, it's an interesting concept, idea about truth. Honestly, as soon as you said truth, I went right to that banner and I looked and it could easily fit. But I really don't want to dictate anymore to them on their art. And I'm with you when it comes to art interpretation. I just wanted to share.
And I mean, may do the chair. I feel uncomfortable coming in at the last minute saying this, but just as it goes there, but it's hard for me to complain about a word that's found in the Constitution, a word that's traditional, as opposed to a word that might be selected. And that then gets, and I know this is, or is I guess at the end of the day, a selection of what people find appropriate. But in terms of this, I just feel more comfortable with a term that is, again, you're aware of the fact that it does have sometimes a little bit of a, some people that find connotation in it. And speaking for something that'll be there forever and ever, or other judges that I represent as chief judge, that's where I was feeling against since it's going on the courthouse.
If I may, Chair, I'm hearing from the panel in particular that seems like the word truth is something that we're starting to pick up more in, as we have in previous panel. Could we possibly agree maybe to substitute the word to truth?
So I mean, that's, you know, much respect for his
opinion on that, but is that really, you know, do we need to vote on that portion or what exactly, like, how do we arrive at, can we change it to truth?
That would fall in version two.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That would be falling under version two, in which we would say we would like you to make the following provisions. I mean,
Kathleen Doherty, through the chair, I would just of making a decision to make a changed proposed artwork without having discussed and brought the artist into that conversation. Right now, the artist is listening. And making a vote here would be directing the artist to make a change. I'm doing that without the artist being involved in that conversation, especially at this point in the conversation. I'm not sure how long ago we began this conversation, but it feels far too long ago. This process has been an intense one. It has been a meandering one. And from the artist's perspective, I think we need to be quite respectful, and making a decision and then handing a prescription is not how one normally works with an artist. And I certainly would not feel comfortable doing that.
Well, and to that end, I would like to defer to Cliff on some of the particular commentary on what your sentiments are on possibly changing out the word quality.
No,
I'm sorry. Equity rather, to truth. What are your thoughts behind it?
Well, my thoughts are that I would have to go back to my colleagues, and we've been discussing this for a year and a half, and these are four major concepts that were accepted in the first review when I won the project, or we won the project, and were then accepted in every subsequent committee meeting as major tenets of the piece. And I understand that Judge Mahan is, you know, stepping into this whole process, as he said, late in the game. So I need some kind of consensus about this, because it seems like we're going to now open this whole collaboration up again. And, you know, the poets have been paid. They're done.
Right.
I haven't been paid at all. I've been working 2 years on this. It just seems like it's time to make a decision.
Respectfully, I think to that end, we'll open it up to a vote to understand. Yes, ma'am.
Lori Boyer.
Yes.
So before we vote, I had one other section of language that I really wanted to hear from Judge Hudson and Judge Mahan on, certainly in particular. So my husband is a former judge, and he used to tell me about some people who came to the courtroom who seemed not to be under the control of the justice system.
Oh, there was a name for them.
Sovereign citizens.
Very good.
I didn't hear that.
They're sovereign citizens.
They say they are sovereign citizens and they
sovereign
do not
citizens.
Have to be bound by the laws of our country. So when I was looking at the light box on justice that says, since rivers outlast nations, since lands care not what name we call it, must not these truths transcend flags, ideologies, cults, and factions? It gave me a little pause that it was putting.
I'm sorry, Lori. I'm trying to call it. Yeah, but this is. So
right. In the writing, Lightbox Justice, 483 characters, about the middle of the paragraph.
Got it.
Where it says, since rivers outlast nations, since lands care not what name we call it, must not these truths transcend flags, ideologies, cults, and factions? So my concern was the use of the word nations and the use of the word flags. Are we there giving rise? Are we in this piece in front of the courthouse saying as long as you are pursuing equality and liberty, you're not subject to the laws that are being imposed here. I mean, I didn't like that sense of that. I was playing with the word, if you changed flags to politics, did that work better? Because you're not talking about a country or a government there. You're talking about politics, which we would agree. But again, to Kathleen's perspective, I should not be changing words. I should be just giving you a concept here. My concept is I don't want to somehow buy this line, go down the sovereign citizen route. So I just wanted to ask your thoughts on that. And I know that in the past, Tatiana had raised some of those kinds of issues.
It does strike a chord that doesn't feel like something I would be as comfortable with. I have to say, I've reviewed all of this text, I'm sure you all have, several times. I initially took that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I just said I did not think of that when I read this, and perhaps that's naive of me.
Just one moment, because I want to ask some of our other attendees. Michelle, are you having any difficulty hearing? Otherwise, I wanted to offer to Cliff a call-in number, perhaps, so that he can possibly hear better some of the dialogue. Are you having difficulty?
Yes, it breaks up when it's at the other end of the table, Anne-Marie, and just now it gets very muffled. Unless you're speaking loud enough, we can't hear everything. So the tail end, when you're ending a conversation, tends to pick up, but the beginning portion of your what you're saying does not come through clear. So I'm not sure where the microphones are. I'm more familiar with room 318. Are they on the table? Or are they up around?
They're up around the room, yeah. In various spots.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks.
I can be louder. Thank you. They're being louder. You know, Colleen, right? Make sure I got your name right. Kathleen. Sorry, I don't have it right, so I'm glad I asked. I think your letter was well founded, and that this has been a very long, sometimes arduous process. But I also think Judge Mahan is correct in that this will be in front of this building for probably 50 years. So I think we're smart to spend the time on it to make sure it's what we want and that everyone is comfortable with it. We've gone through some of this text before, every part of this text before. My past recollection from the February meeting, I believe it was, Cliff said to us, okay, what would you like instead? Because we had issues with the names. There were personal names listed and things like that. So I've never gotten the feeling that Mr. Garden wasn't receptive to and interested in feedback ever. I think that's what we're here to do. And so if that means that we, something that we need to discuss that takes longer, then I think that's why we're here. Regarding equity, since I've got the floor, on the light box for equity, it says, foundational text, Declaration of Independence, and the word equity is in there, which I have looked at it a couple of times, and I haven't memorized Declaration of Independence, but I don't think that that last line is actually foundational text. I think that's more poetry than text. Given one or more of us reason to not be so concerned about the word equity, because when you look at this on first glance, it says foundational text, and it's in there. So you would think that that is from the document and not an artist's perspective on it. I personally am comfortable with the word truth or truths. And in fact, that's written on every page of this, so I don't think it's a stretch. Back to Ms. Boyer's comment. I kind of understand where you're coming from. I'm not quite sure how to cure that or if we, as a group, come up with a consensus on that. So you're raising a question in my mind that I don't really have any answer to. See the floor.
Does it feel better if flags changes to politics?
It feels better if we just take that
system to be political.
Or we just take the word out.
transcend ideologies, cults, and factions.
That's
I don't
true
think
too.
We need to find
you
as
just take out blacks.
For those of you who have not had the pleasure of dealing with a sovereign citizen, I can tell you that flags and what's it called on the edge of the flag? They're very concerned about not only the flag, but the
when it gets damaged.
No, the gold on the edge of the flag. Like bunting or whatever it is, I'm not quite sure, but they bring that up in their pleadings. That means that it is not an official flag that they have to respect. Don't make this up.
No, it's a very different
fringe. The fringe.
It's a very different population. It's a very problematic and different population. On that, any we meaning the judges and the state doesn't have any authority over them. They were the ones that did the. They were original sovereigns of the Oklahoma City bombing. And they've been iterations of them, and they'll have them what every week you have a sovereign.
In the courthouse, sure. I personally think we do not, but yes.
And they're throughout the felony.
For sure.
They have some belief about the commerce law.
They're freeholders on the land. Be subject to any of the laws of the land.
Our jolly chair.
Yes, Karen.
Karen. Again, the ASP committee of volunteer chosen committee members, volunteers, it is their prerogative to approve or disapprove or change the content, right? And so once comments of the panel are shared with the artists and the piece is changed to reflect the wishes of the committee. At that point, then it would come back.
Yes, for final approval. Yeah,
that's correct.
Unless you vote today, right? Unless you vote today. I mean, the resolution says change this and this by a certain date. Then you would have to reconvene, make sure you're comfortable with it, and then approve.
So I have a question, Lori Boyer. I have a question for either Kat, someone here from a process standpoint. You gave us three choices. Mm-hmm. The choices, if we made changes, were to come back. Mm-hmm. We have a fourth choice, which is if you are comfortable, if the artist is comfortable changing the word equity to truth and deleting the word flags here, mm-hmm. that we could simply say, you can either make those changes and come back. Or if you're comfortable after he consults with the other poets, just making those changes, they could make those changes and then just proceed on in paragraph one.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I would make that as a motion. The motion would be that the word equity be changed to truth, and that the word flag be deleted from that box, whatever that box is titled. That the committee asked that the artists set those changes, that, and if they say they accept those changes, then they're capable of proceeding, and we don't need to meet again. If they do not, they can notify this committee, and then we can have another meeting and try to put this matter to bed. And just for direction, I hope I'm not well. That would be my motion. Then I might discuss it another later on. But I don't know if that has a second.
Well, I guess before we get to that portion, I wanted to be sure that everyone on the committee or the panel had an opportunity to voice whatever that opinion would be about the change of equity. Personally, I mean, that wouldn't be my first thing to agree to. You know, I'm absolutely gonna be the minority in that, but to just say, well, let's change it from equity to truth, that wouldn't have been my first.
There's a comment.
Oh,
that's me just making sure that. I just wanted to make sure.
Resolution, right? So we take number, we vote upon it. We move on. If that votes, then we when that's it. If there's a quorum, if there's not, we move on to number two.
No, someone has to make a motion, And Judge Mahan has made a motion, which is 2B, right? Or something like that.
Yes. Well, yes, two, section 2, version 1, where equity is changed to 2, and the word flag is removed from the, I think the.
And so my motion is clear. That is not that it be done, but that be forwarded to Ms. Gardner. He says he can't speak for the artist today, and I respect that. He can't tell us today whether he accepts that because it's a collaborative. So I think he would have to go back and talk with his people. If he says we would accept those changes, then, and based on that, then we move forward and the matter is put to bed. Or he says, no, we will not do that. And I would not be, going forward, I wouldn't be adverse to some other term being proposed in truth. And but I would just ask that term be found in the Constitution. And that way it's impossible for anybody, frankly, from my courthouse or from any of the other people that I'm involved with, for them to complain about.
Judge Mahan, would you make an amendment to your motion to be the word truth or truths with an S? That way it's the same letter number as equity. Is that was more
yes
artistically.
That would be fine.
Is there a second?
So before we go there, just wasn't going to bring this up. We're going to ask change. Veteran in the room. The VA has the term, right? Bear with me. I'm not saying that I'm agreeing with the motion, but I just want to throw this out there. So the VA has on their side to care for him who shall have won the battle and for his widow, dot, dot, dot. And there was a time when I worked for the VA for about a minute, where I said it's my dream to change that hymn to more gender neutral, you know, word, because there's a lot of women, 50% of the force.
Anne Marie, could you please speak up? Speak I'm up. Having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry, Clifford.
Okay.
So, but I'm sharing a concern that I have in terms of men versus women in one of the inequity. Okay. And what I'm sharing is that the VA uses him as a reference in their motto. And it's always been, for me personally, a little bone, because there's 15% of the forces that are women. And in the equity life box, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And so it leaves a bunch of us out a little bit. If you're thinking about inclusion, heard that tone come up a little bit. We're going to fix it. We're going to play with words. I think I might not see myself in this text. I leave it to the, I just wanted to make the point.
Can I amend my motion then to say all people, all persons? I mean, like I say, you know, you build the house and you don't put a light, you don't put an outlet in the garage and you live there for 20 years and you say, son of a beanstalk.
Well,
I wish I'd have put and then if this has bothered you that time, I think, so I would amend my motion to make those three changes, to delete the term flag, to change the term to people or persons, and either one I would accept, and then to go truth or truths on the banner. And I don't know if that still happens.
I just have a comment. So the section that you're talking about, and while I'm all for using as many equitable terms, including the word equity, when you're taking a specific quote, right, which was in previous meetings a directive of this panel, I would really find it strange and a little uncomfortable at this point to be then making changes to a quote that was directed previously while at the same time and indeed within the same motion, making a change for equity to be tied further back to quoted text.
No,
it seems that
so my dip personally is took our current and tagged on the last. That was not, unless I'm missing it. That statement wasn't in our last review.
Right, but that was
right.
it's foundational text.
Oh, from the declaration.
So the idea of
change the constitution to me.
Right.
So just hang on.
So,
hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
And I'll withdraw my amendment then on that to say foundational text. But I think it does kind of dovetail back. I don't know there's a foundational text unless Mr. Garden can direct me to the foundational text for equity. What document equity comes from as a foundational text for the law. And like I say, this is, I think, a little bit of a unique project because it's where art also intersects with the courthouse and the, you know, the lawyers, judge aspect. Anyway, I think I've got my motion and I've got my second.
But what I'm trying to understand is, first of all, to address your last comment, Judge Mahan, I don't think that these words were supposed to be foundational text necessarily, those big words. I think that the fact that three of them can be referenced in our foundational documents is not per chance, but I think that this was a contemporary discussion of what those larger democratic truths were about. And I'm having trouble understanding, and what I'm hearing is there's some kind of legal term in equity that you object to, because I think that as we all are always grappling with our foundational documents, because they were meant, you know, they were meant to encompass all of our strengths and our weaknesses as a means of discussing those things. And that's what we're doing. I don't understand why equity is not appropriate. Just please help me with this. Because it does, as was mentioned earlier, I think it does allude to fairness and impartiality.
I could direct you. I could direct you to a number of places or discussions. You can Google equity versus equality and see what you get. There are just a number of lawyers, legal scholars that are concerned about that. I just say that I don't want to get in that debate. The easiest way to stay out of the debate is go to language that's found in the Constitution. And that's why, that's what I get. I say, I don't want to necessarily go down that path. But maybe since you can't speak to why it was chosen by your group, maybe you can find they are so wedded to, maybe you can find out from them why they're so wedded to that word, as opposed to truth or truths.
Well, I think that their intention was to recognize that each person comes from different circumstances and is presented with different opportunities. And in light of freedom, justice, and equality, we are, as a society, in a very big discussion now about how to level the playing field. And I think that this was a question of access, fairness, and impartiality as justice is administered.
Well, and so if I'm hearing you correctly now, then there was a conscious decision to choose equity. By the grace. And I misunderstood because I didn't hear that in the earlier comment. But that being the case, that's really not the role of the courts, is to level the playing field. And I don't think, we've got a large area in front of the courthouse that's capable of having of being a focal point. It has been the focal point for discussions and these types of things. We transact business. We run hearings and trials till well into the night. And we want to try to not be a lightning rod for any types of events as around that. So again, I stand on my motion and would like to see something that's a little less that might be a little less divisive, and would ask that some other foundational word be considered by the group from text, or if the group says no, we want to stick with that word, then we can decide that up or down.
We'd like to take a vote on that particular motion and see where
section 2 is his motion.
Version 2, rather?
It's section 2, version 2 combined with version
2. Yeah. A hybrid, as it were.
So can we have clarity on exactly the motion that we're voting on?
That the word equity on the banner be substituted for truth or truths, and that the word flag be removed from that box. I don't know what the description of it is. And in the alternative, if the artists choose not to do that, then they inform us that they don't want to do that.
Joel, I didn't keep the comment right.
And you said I don't have to do public for the vote.
Do we have any public comment? I guess this is a good time to just go ahead and ask. Yeah.
Yes, do we have any public comment? I guess we should sit here.
Nobody's online.
No, ma'am.
So we're voting on the motion. Second from Ms. Boyd.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sorry. Disregarding the motion. So the motion is saying to make these changes but only if the artist is in agreement. Is that correct?
Correct.
And if the artist is not in agreement?
Then I would suggest that the artist come back and say, how about we die on the hill of leaving the flags in, and we die on the hill of equity in there, or if they want to suggest some other term to the committee that again, my request would it be a term found in the original text. Again, I'm not going to get grief for the 53 other judges that I represent that work in that building.
No, I get it.
And if they say they don't want to do that, then they come back and say, this is what we would propose. If they say we're happy with those changes and we understand them, then they proceed and go forward and we don't have to meet again.
Are you saying that we do need to meet again if those changes?
Right. If they've got other words that they want to that they want to propose.
That's correct.
And Joel, it has to be a majority of people present and voting. So people who are not present can't vote. Well,
clearly, I believe it's the majority of the people present once you have a quorum.
Yes, and we have a quorum.
We have a quorum as 5. Lori, is that your understanding?
Yes.
So it'd be 4 of 7.
Yes.
To pass once we have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought it would be a majority of those in attendance.
Okay. Yes,
that is.
So it'd be, so it'd be 3 of the 5?
Well, 7 are in attendance, right?
Oh, 7.
It's 7 of 8. 7 are in attendance, so the majority would be 4.
Well, we can vote then in terms of the motion set forth by Chief Judge Mark Mahone and seconded by Lauren Boyer.
They're just the 2 changes, correct?
The 2 changes of equity being changed out to truth or truths and being removed from the text. And
I'll vote in favor.
Name.
Okay. Lori Boyer, I'm voting in favor.
Mark Mahon, yes.
Chris Flagg, I'm sorry.
Chris Flagg, I
And just as a comment before I cast my vote, I was here today to approve. And I certainly understand judges' position and change. I also want to be very sensitive to the arts. Love the fact that art creates conversation. We've been talking for a long time. Hopefully the artists can also agree with these changes. So I will vote yes as well.
Thank you. Anne-Marie Knight?
No.
No.
And Judge Dawn Hudson?
Yes.
We actually have quorum. So, yes. So we have quorum for the section two, version two, or the hybrid.
So you have majority for that.
The majority.
Yes, majority.
Next steps, and I will ask you if there was anything we needed, because this is hybrid and a bit different. Was there anything that we need to follow or state for?
May I please get a request clipboard, since we are doing a sort of a hybrid motion here, when we could possibly expect to hear back from your artist on the word choice in case we need to possibly reconvene. We can get some sort of idea of when we may have that information available.
As soon as I can get five people together, I just don't know how to answer that. As soon as I can. Okay.
Yes, if there is anything I can do, because these are local individuals, I'll be happy to assist you in trying to get consensus with our local artists that supplied the text, the poets.
Can you repeat this motion? And so I can hardly hear what's going on. So what just happened?
If you open up your chat on Zoom.
Yeah.
The motions that were given, which, correct me if I'm wrong, again, Samantha Byrne, sorry for not introducing myself again. Motion is requesting to make change in agreement. Motion is requesting to change equity.
I got it. I can read it now.
Okay.
But on this word flag, are we supposed to substitute something else for flag or remove flag?
Remove. No substitution, please. Just removal.
Okay.
Thank you.
So two changes.
Yes, sir.
Samantha, Diana, if the artist, if Clifford comes back and says, you know, talk to the other artists, and these changes are fine, then the next step is for this to go forward then to the APP for approval, right?
That is correct.
So then we'd be advancing the ball, and APP would get it for approval. Once APP votes, if they presumably vote up, then the project is now got the green light to proceed, right?
Correct. At that point, we would engage in another contract with the artist for fabrication installation.
Sorry, just for clarity, I believe the APP is not approving the content, but rather the process.
Sorry, just correct. The process.
That's right. That's correct. Correct?
Okay. That is correct.
So actually, approval on content would have just happened. That is it.
That's period. Correct.
It is not open for debate after that.
No, but your recommendation goes to the APP, right? In the APP.
But just for the process to be approved,
right.
Not
correct.
The content.
Correct.
Question for clarity, Lori Boyer. So if I understand it then, if the artist accepts those changes and advises staff accordingly, you can send a notice to the committee that we're discharged.
Correct.
Because we're finished.
That's
thank
my
you.
Kind of committee.
What if he comes back and says,
Then we have to have another meeting.
And then we'll talk about what it should be and what they can
bring. And from an administrative perspective, upon notification, we would formally let the committee know that the artist has come back. This is their proposal. We'll be scheduling forum, another meeting for forum, and then we can move forward from Diana Donovan.
So how would that, I mean, that could go on and on, right? So if they come back and say, no, we don't like that idea. So it comes back to us and then we, you know, go through a discussion again on modifying words or not. So there's no way to bring them into the conversation.
We certainly can invite them.
That way we can save a step.
We'll do that.
I think that would be prudent.
Let's do that.
Well, I think our hope would be that they either come back and say, it's all or nothing. We keep those words or we don't want to move forward.
Right.
Or they come back and say, we don't like truce, but what about this word?
Right.
You know, in which case then we can respond to whatever word it is.
Correct. In that case, as Lori just articulated, that we would make sure that we would try to get a good body of them here, as that has been part of the issue. I think that Cliff is alluding to is getting the consensus of all the poets that participated.
Right.
Chair, from a clarification standpoint, just want to see clarity from me and or chair from an administrative responsibility. Cliff will work with his group and team of artists to work through the motion as said in this meeting, and then having them come back to admin to relay it to this group, as opposed to a formal request for attending at another meeting. Because there was just two avenues there that were expressed, and I just want to make sure we have a process from an admin standpoint of how we can help facilitate progress.
Thank you.
And I will, I don't know if I, my emails, I don't think I got an email.
I believe, and forgive me, I was going through Francesca.
Yes.
And I'm welcome to, I'm certainly,
that's fine. Okay.
Either which one, you just let me know.
No, Francesca's keeping me straight, that's
fine. Yes. What, Francesca, we've got, if we need to add you as well, I'm more than happy to do so.
That's fine. Are we done?
Can
I just say one thing before I leave? Because I know I come in and then, you know, create a brouhaha. I'm genuinely trying to create. Everybody thinks the work that they do is very important. I happen to think that the work that is performed in a courthouse is some of the most important work. It's where government meets people. And I think it's some of the most important work that's done anywhere in government and anywhere in this, you know, in this city. And I'm genuinely trying to provide a peaceful environment for the administration of justice at the courthouse for the 54 judges that work there. And I hope that comes through with you. That's really my only hope. So anyway, thank you. And thank you all for
sir.
Your patience.
Thank you so much. And I'll call this meeting adjourned. Thank you so much for your time today. I know we went over, but I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Thank you. Yes, congratulations.
My daughter.
Tell him I asked about it.
I'll see everyone.